the meeting of the Cambridge License Commission, Wednesday, May 9th, 2018. It's 3:05 p.m. from the Michael J. Lombardi Building, 831 Mass Ave, Basement Conference Room. Before you, have Commissioners, Chair Nicole Moretti Ferrer, Granville Bard, and Gerard Mahoney. First matter, did you want to say anything before or just before that?
Just as if anyone's here on Three Point Hotel, that matter has been continued to May 23rd agenda. We are being audio and tape recorded today. They're right there. Any attorney that is representing anyone, if you can please fill that out so that we know where to send the hearing information to, that would be great. Anyone from the public that is interested in getting a decision, please fill those out so that we know where to send you the decision. Thank you.
Disciplinary matter, La Fabrica Central, LLC, doing business as La Fabrica, 450 Mass Ave. Holder of common victualler, all alcohol license number 11593, due to alleged violations of permitting a disorder, disturbance, or illegality on a licensed premise, to wit, overcapacity, in violation of Mass General Laws, Chapter 138, Sections 23 and 64, and Rules and Regulations of the City of Cambridge Board of License Commissioners, Rule 9.
I have that parent's phone, but I haven't filled it out. I'll get it to you before I leave today.
Thank you very much. Anyone who's going to testify in this matter, please stand and raise your right hand. Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. Could you please identify yourself for the record?
Renato Rodriguez, General Manager for La Fabrica Central.
Thank you.
Nivia Pina, Manager and co-owner of La Fabrica Central.
Thank you.
Bill Kelly, attorney for La Fabrica Central.
Andre Boyer, investigator for the City of Cambridge License Commission.
Thank you.
Deputy Chief Peter Downer, Cambridge Fire, Fire Prevention Bureau.
Cambridge Building Inspector.
Thank you. And just for the record, Mr. Kelly has provided legal advice to the City of Cambridge on unrelated matters. I do not foresee this being an issue, and it certainly will not affect my impartiality with regard to this matter. Do any of you have an issue with it, or will it affect your impartiality?
It will not. It will not.
Okay. Thank you. We shall proceed.
Thank you. There was a task force inspection that took place on February 9th, 2018 of La Fabrica establishment located at 450 Massachusetts Avenue. Task force team involved Officer Benny Zito, Deputy Chief Donovan, Captain Arsenal, and ISD Inspector Brian McMahon, along with myself. The room layout of La Fabrique that evening, when you first walked in, there's a vestibule. There's a room, first room, which you had banned that evening. There's a middle room, and that middle room actually had some seating and standing to get into the back room, and then the back room is the large room that had dancing that evening with a DJ. La Fabrica has the following maximum capacity of each room. The front room is a 41 allowable capacity, the middle room is a 65 allowable capacity, and the back room has an allowable capacity of 143 if seating only, with an alternative floor plan of 380 if standing. Using my clicker, I counted on that evening, the front room had 65 patrons, the middle room had 44, and the back room had 211 patrons. The front room had 24 patrons over the allowable capacity. The middle and the back room are within the allowable capacity.
Thank you. Ms. Boyer, did you ask, let me go back. Was there a person in the front of the premises before you came in?
Yeah, there was security on staff.
Did you ask them whether or not they had a count for the premises that night?
I did not.
Okay. And the Chief?
As part of our task force inspection, we went and checked. The ansel system, the hood sticker for cleaning, and other fire prevention items. We noticed that the hood cleaning sticker was out of date. There's no extinguisher tag on the extinguisher. One of the extinguishers was not mounted to the wall. That evening, they removed the tables and chairs to have a larger dance floor or larger area, and those tables and chairs were put in the exit way, essentially blocking the pathway from the dance floor out of the side exit to the Green Street side. There's also a...
I'm sorry, this is in the back room?
Correct.
And then the side door, the side exit, is that the one that goes into the kitchen?
It goes into the kitchen. Then it's marked out of that room, the assembly room.
Yeah.
It's marked as an exit.
Yep.
Through the kitchen into a little hallway out to another room and out to the street.
Okay, thank you.
There's also a storage rack in the hallway blocking the... blocking the passageway. So we talked to the management. We advised them that we'll give them 1 week to get these items repaired. The exit was cleared while we were on site. On reinspection on February 16th, Captain Arsenault, who could not be here today, found the hood still out of date. The exit was still blocked to a degree. The shelves and the metal rack shelf was still there and in the exit path. And the fire extinguisher was still not mounted correctly and still hanging. Captain Arsenault talked to Assistant Manager Carla Castro. A reinspection was done on February 21st. Reading his notes here, fire extinguisher hung on the wall. Hood was inspected and passed. Stopped by during the day and said that they were cleaning in chairs and barrels and means of egress. So they had fixed the egress as well.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. McMahon?
Again, similar to what Deputy Chief Donovan had said, the emergency exit that comes out of the room where there was, you know, kind of like a back rear dance club. You come through and there was a stainless steel table blocking the exit way. That was asked to be removed. As you continued, there was another storage rack on the right-hand side blocking egress. That was asked to be moved, which it was while we were there. When I got to the emergency exit door, it led into an area that's shared for storage from the store right next door on Mass Ave. I think it's called Galaxy Planet?
The restaurant Vigil.
Okay. It's roughly like a 16 by 16 room, and it was completely full of tables, chairs, and not organized whatsoever. It was all just thrown up there, like it could have slid and, you know, enclosed the exit way. I had asked them to remove every bit of it, and they put it outside and on their own property to be stored. It was a fire hazard as well.
If I may ask some questions of Ms. Boyer, Investigator Boyer. And Investigator Boyer, did you speak to any, identify yourself as any members?
When we first arrived, the deputy chief always didn't put the manager on duty and introduce all of us and what we're there on premise for.
Okay. And would it be fair to say that the management that you spoke with, worked with that night, were cooperative with you in your inspection activities?
Yes, that's fair to say.
Okay. And it's fair to say that they didn't hinder you or block you access for your access to any area you wish to inspect that night?
No, they did not.
Okay. And have you had any, did you have any further follow-up inspections that month, as we heard from the deputy chief or the building inspector?
Not that month, no.
Okay. Any further questions of Investigator Boyer?
Thank you.
If I may ask questions of Deputy Chief.
Yep.
And Deputy Chief, I would ask you the same questions I asked Investigator Boyer. When you identified yourself.
Yes.
Two of the members of management the evening of the inspection.
Correct.
The first inspection. And would it be fair to say they were cooperative with you?
Yes.
And would it be fair to say they gave you immediate access to any area you wished to access?
Yes.
And would it be fair to say, did you ask for them to contact you after you had left it all?
We advised them, myself and Captain Arsenault, that we'd be back in 7 days to do an inspection, and Captain Arsenault did the following two follow-up inspections.
Okay. And so you weren't there for the following two inspections?
I was not.
Okay. Did Captain Arsenault file a written report as to his reinspections on
these
2 days?
Yes, he noted the original inspection report.
Okay. And I noted that in your testimony to the commission is that you didn't mention any fact that the management was uncooperative with Captain Arsenault on the two times he went back to reinspect.
Captain Arsenault did not mention that to me, so I'm unaware if they were unaware.
I have no further questions of the Deputy Chief. Thank you, Deputy Chief.
No.
If I may ask a couple questions of the building inspector. And Mr. Inspector.
How are you doing?
Good, thank you. And yourself?
Not bad at all.
And you heard the questions that I asked of Investigator Boyer and the Deputy Chief.
Yeah.
You identified yourself also to members of management this night.
Absolutely.
And would it be fair to say that the members of the management cooperated with you during
very
your inspection?
Okay. Yep.
And would it be fair to say that they did not hinder or delay you in accessing any area of their establishment that you wanted to take a look at?
Not at all.
Okay. And as we sit here today, if I understood your testimony correctly, all the exits have appropriate egress and access points now from the last time you were there? They corrected any compliance issues you were able to identify?
To my knowledge, yes.
Okay. And they've even updated the hood inspection and operation.
Okay, yep.
Is that accurate?
I had noted it was due this month, and before I left the premise, he said that there was an appointment in the process of being made to have it done that month.
Okay. When you say that month, this is back in February?
Correct.
Of this year, when you were conducting the inspection?
Correct.
Okay. And did I hear your testimony accurately that, in fact, you went back and saw an updated inspection sticker
for
the hood?
No, I did not say that.
Oh, okay. Then I misunderstood.
Okay.
But the fire extinguisher upon your final inspection, that was appropriately mounted?
That was not my reinspection. That belonged to the fire department.
I see. And have you been back to the premises since then?
No, I have not.
Okay. I have no further questions of the building inspector. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you. Go ahead, counsel.
Well, I would, as has been introduced to you, we have Renato Rodriguez, who is currently employed at the licensed establishment, and he has an application pending approval at the ABCC, as the commission knows, to become and take over the legally responsible role, or the legally significant role, of license manager. Mr. Rodriguez, were you present in the premises on the night of February the 9th when the inspection team arrived?
Yes, I was.
Okay. And could you describe what steps, if any, did you take any steps to address the concerns that were identified to you that night?
Yeah, so the deputy chief gave us a list of things that needed to be corrected. We had made appointments, so on their initial, on their second visit, it was still not done, and then the following visit was done, and then on their third visit, everything on the list was done. In terms of alleviate capacity, so we have live music in the front part of the space. So we've had security coming in earlier in the evening, so they'll usually start their shift between 7:45 and 8 p.m.
And other than having security come in earlier than had been the practice before the night of this inspection, have you taken any other steps regarding security?
We'll usually have a security in the front room trying to keep a visual count of how many people are in that room at any given time.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I think I got confused. I lost sort of the track of time. So before this incident, you didn't have security come in when the live entertainment started in the front room, or you did have live entertainment in the front room?
Security would before this incident, security will generally come in between 9:30 and 10, primarily for the backspace, which is the nightclub. The front two spaces are the restaurant, which is a family restaurant open to everyone. But what we found is that more and more people were being attracted by the live music. So now we have a security in front, making sure that we're keeping capacity to the in the front room.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry. Go ahead, Councilor.
And have you had any, taken any steps in regards to getting police details at the premises?
We've been a little bit proactive about ordering police details, especially when we're expecting high volume nights, although they're not always filled when we request.
Supply and demand.
Correct.
Have you taken any other steps to avoid in reduce the risk of overcrowding after this inspectional visit on February the 9th up until the beginning of this month?
Yeah, we relooked at our security layout and how we're placing our security personnel. And we placed, like I said, one security in the front room to try to keep a count. Before you enter the back area, there's a security as well with a clicker, manual clicker, that's trying to keep a count for the back. So we try to keep a count of each room as best as we can.
Okay. I have no further questions of Mr. Rodriguez unless the commission has any.
Mr. Rodriguez, if you can just repeat your answer so the Commissioner Bard can hear it, I'd appreciate it.
Sure. So after the first incident, we looked at our the layout of the building and where we're placing our security. So we started staffing a security in the front room, one in the middle room, and then one before the entrance to the back space, and so they could each keep count of how many people are in each room.
I heard you're only one to go.
Sorry. And then quick question. And you also have, aside from those three people, do you have someone outside the front door?
Yeah, so we generally have 3 to 4 security personnel in the front, on the street level. One's generally checking ID. One is our security manager, and then 2 doing crowd control in the sidewalk.
Okay, and the front person, is that person keeping count of the front room, the middle room, and then the one in the back is the back room?
Yeah, so one per room, and they're only responsible for each room.
Okay.
So I'm clear, there would then be 3 security individuals, one assigned to each room, the front, the middle, and the back.
Correct. We have additional security, but those are stationary positions watching emergency exits or roaming the space looking.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Unless the commission has any other questions,
I don't.
Yes, sir.
So this initial inspection was done on the 9th of February, correct?
Correct.
And I think Deputy Chief Donovan stated that that he or Captain Arsenault returned on the 16th of February and matters still were not properly addressed. Is that correct?
Correct. So I believe they came on a Friday. On Monday when I had made the appointments with the people who handle our fire extinguishers and the hood cleaning, they had given me a date past the 7 days. So I had called the fire station, but he had come back for the inspection.
Okay, so, and I believe the deputy stated that when Captain Arsenault returned on the 22nd of February, things were then corrected. Is that correct?
Correct.
So the 9th of February was a Friday night.
I believe so, yes.
And was there entertainment and sizable crowds in the building on any dates between the 9th of February and the 22nd of February?
So, I mean, on average, I don't remember exactly, but on average, I think we've been averaging, you know, well over 300 people on the weekends, sometimes less on Friday or Saturday, sometimes
so
a little more.
So it's fair to say that there were 300 people in the establishment on at least one occasion prior to this fire code violations being addressed?
Prior? Yeah, I believe
okay.
So. Now,
thank you.
Yeah.
So my question is for Deputy Chief Donovan. Did I hear you say that they cleared one violation, meaning that they cleared the door while you were there and asked them, and then the next time we returned, it was blocked again?
I'm just reading Captain Arsenault's notes. When I was there for the original inspection,
they cleared it.
They cleared
in front
it prior. Yeah, we would not leave the premises until they cleared it. They moved the stuff outside to the outside of the building.
Okay.
When Captain Arsenault returned, just read his notes here. On reinspection, 2/16/18, hood still out of date. Number 2, exit still blocking shelf, broken, still in exit path. Fire extinguisher hanging by handle, not secured.
So exit still blocked.
The 2 follow-up inspections were done by Captain Arsenault. He could not be here today.
Mr. Rodriguez, you mentioned steps that you were taking in terms of the capacity. What steps are you guys taking for the blocked egresses? Because clearly the egresses, if I understood you correctly, Deputy Chief, they are being blocked by movable furniture, movable things, correct?
The exit.
Or things that are not stationary, so things that can be removed.
Right. They were dangerously stacked high. Well, I'd say probably about 6 feet at least, right? 6-8 feet. Absolutely.
So where are those things being stored now?
So after they give us the list of things to correct, we clear everything. So that's no longer there. Everything is stored in other places.
In the basement.
I have no further witnesses, but I would, for the record, as Commission notes and was upon the introduction, Nivia Pena, one of the principals, is present as well, and Hector Pena is also present, but just not sitting at the table, he's back in the audience.
Okay, thank you. Based on the record and considering that they were, I mean, I understand the rest of the establishment was not over capacity, but the front room was. And considering sort of the layout, I would say that I would find a violation and I would suggest a one-day suspension.
I'd concur with that, at least based on the overcrowding issue as well as the lack of diligence with respect to the fire code violations.
I agree.
Madam Chair, are you accepting all the comments on this matter?
No. Yes. Violation one-day
suspension.
No, ma'am. We are not. Thank you. Violation one-day suspension. You'll receive a statement of reason. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Commissioner. Thank you, folks.
Ms. Courtney, I already said we're not accepting public comment on this matter. Thank you. We are not accepting public comment. Please let us proceed. Thank you.
Application for Tucci's Restaurant Corp., 5 Cambridge Park Drive, holder of a common victualler, all alcohol license number 11331, has applied for change of manager to Theory.
How are you?
Belush.
Pretty good.
Good afternoon. Could you please state and spell your name for the record?
Thierry Belluche.
And last name B-E-L-L-U-C-H-E?
Yes, correct.
Thank you. Could you please be quiet, otherwise you can leave the room. Thank you. And Mr. Belluche, I see here that you have never been the manager on a liquor license before, is that correct?
That's correct.
And can you tell us a little bit about your experience in the food and beverage industry?
Well, I've been working in the food and beverage industry for 25 years. I've been the general manager at Panera Bread, where we don't serve any alcohol. I also was the general manager at the wine cellar located at Sodimac Ave in Boston, Massachusetts. The owner was actually on record on the license because he was also the general manager as well.
And are you familiar with the rules and regulations of this board, the ABCC, and the laws of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts with regard to the sale and service of alcohol?
Yes. I am TIP certified, CRUD certified, allergen certified. I have all the certifications.
Excellent. And do you understand that we expect you to stay up to date with those rules, laws, and regulations?
Oh, yes.
Thank you. And I do have somewhat of an odd and sensitive question, and I apologize off the bat to you and to anyone that may be offended by this question. Your query form, in your gender, it identifies you as female.
No.
Okay. I only raise it. These forms have not progressed with time. So, you know, but I only raise it because it can slow down the process, especially because this was made on the ABCC form. So I'm just going to give this back to you, and if you want to cross and just write out
yeah,
mail,
I definitely can fix that for you.
That would be great, only because I didn't want it to sort of slow down the issue.
Should I write mail?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, if that's how you identify yourself, yes.
Well, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah,
this could be initial that.
Yeah, can you
absolutely,
just
yeah.
And I know that we don't have his
our form.
Okay.
There you go.
And can you either go upstairs and fill out our form Because we also need you to fill out our
Of course, I'd be happy to do that for you.
With regard to that, is Officer Zito still here? No. He's going to have
no,
him.
No,
I think he's up.
Okay.
He's right there. All right. Benny's there.
Can you just wait there, and when we're done, if you can take him upstairs so that he can fill out one of our forms that we're missing. Yeah, thank you. Other than that, do you guys have any questions?
I don't. Stop.
Okay. Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Okay. I would vote to grant pending that the court, that there are no issues with the Cori check. Okay. Granted. And if you can just go upstairs with Officer Zito, and then can you just tell Chris for him to fill out the local Cori form? Thank you.
You have a nice day, James.
Thank you.
Application Amorino Gelato JFK LLC, doing business as Amorino, has applied for a new common victualler license at 50 JFK Street with a seating capacity of 14 inside and occupancy of 20. Proposed hours are 9 a.m. to 12 a.m. Sunday through Wednesday and 9 a.m. to 1 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. Leah Seth Fortis is proposed manager of record of a premise described as approximately 1,200 square feet with seating area, kitchen and bathroom, second floor office space.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Could you please state and spell your names for the record?
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the board. Attorney Ryan Gazda from Crown Pulte & Miller, spelled R-Y-A-N, last name G-A-Z-D-A.
G-A-Z?
G-A-Z-D-A.
E-I. Okay.
E-A.
E-A. Thank you.
Leah Sasportes, S-A-S-P-O-R-T-E-S. I'm the owner and the manager.
Thank you. Do you want to tell us a little bit about Amorino?
Sure. As was said here, we're applying for a common victualler license to be exercised at 50 JFK Street. The concept is, Leah can kind of go into it better than I, but is a gelato cafe and kind of pastry shop, I would say, as well. We do have some proposed menus here if you would like to.
Is it the one that you submitted with the application with the waffle stuff and very colorful?
The restaurant will have 14 seats indoors, no outdoor seating. Capacity is 20, and as was said, hours of operation 9 a.m. to 12 a.m. Sunday through Wednesday, and 9 a.m. to 1 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. This will be Leah's third operation, I believe would be fair to say. She operates another Amorino across the river on Newbury Street and also a crepe shop in Boston as well, so she's excited to branch out in Cambridge. Prior to coming here today, this has been fully vetted with the community. We met with Harvard Square Advisory Committee, and they were fully on board with this. We've had no opposition so far. Happy to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you.
So I notice on the menu it says Milan, Paris, London, Dubai, New York, Los Angeles. Is it a franchise?
Yeah, it's a franchise. Yes.
No crepes on this menu?
No, we do have crepes. Crepes and waffles.
Sweet crepes?
Sweet crepes only, yes.
Okay. Questions? Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Okay. I would vote to grant. And I do want to say for the record that you do have the BZA for the fast food.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
And we do have the affidavit for notice for butters.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day. Thank you.
Application Gypsy Cafe and Juice Bar LLC has applied for a new common victualler license at 90 Hampshire Street with a seating capacity of 20 and proposed hours of 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. 7 days per week. Petya Todorova is proposed manager of record of a premise described as approximately 900 square feet on ground floor with seating area, storage, kitchen, and one restroom.
Good afternoon. Could you please state and spell your name for the record?
First name is Sayed, S-A-Y-E-D. Last name is Musawi, M-O-U-S-A-W-I. Petya's the manager, but she couldn't make it today, unfortunately. I'm the owner. I did not have to bring my attorney with me.
You do not have to have an attorney to be in front of us. No worries. And Mr. Masawi, why don't you tell us a little bit about Gypsy Cafe?
It's a small specialty coffee shop. It's on in Inman Square, the intersection of Hampshire Street and Windsor.
And so what kind of food is the cafe?
There's no kitchen. It's just specialty coffee, and then we have juices and like pastry. We don't have a full kitchen. We don't have like beds.
Is the pastry made on site, or is it?
No, it's not made on site.
And you don't have any ovens or anything?
We have the espresso machine.
Uh-huh.
And we have a steamer, but just to make salads, basically. And it's we don't have an oven.
But you're going to make salads on premises and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
So cold food preparation.
For the most part, yes. And we also have a juicer and a smoothie station to make drinks.
I did have a question. In your application, you have a proposed seating capacity of 20, mm-hmm. but a total occupancy of 12.
Oh, that's pet. So my manager actually filled that up for me.
Okay.
I think it's supposed to be the opposite.
But then we run into the next issue, which is the floor plan that I have here has you with an occupant load of 9 persons.
That's the workers, I believe, like working in the...
That's ground floor.
It's just one level.
Hampshire is, where is it located?
It's Inman Square, right across the street from Lord Hobo.
Okay, all right. By Windsor Street.
Windsor Street, exactly, that intersection.
I'm sorry. Is it the first floor of the three-story?
Yes.
The three-deck of it?
Yes, the street level.
Okay.
I have a floor plan with like seating.
Because the one we have doesn't really have, it only has 9. So I'm wondering if they gave us the wrong...
Possibly.
He's saying one person per 100 square feet.
Yeah, which is...
That's not right now. Right?
No. I know, so that's why it's so weird.
Yeah, the architect, I think, used the wrong calculation.
Yeah, the architect filled that out for that part.
Did you ever get the BZA decision, the zoning? Do you have a copy of that by any chance?
Somewhere here, I do have it, yeah.
Okay. So you did get the variance from BZA for fast food?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not fast food, for restaurant use.
For restaurant use? Yeah. Okay.
thought the whole folder had everything in it. Is there no copy in the application?
No. While you look for this, do you gentlemen have any questions?
No, I mean, everything seems fine by me. I'm just curious about the...
I would just need an updated floor.
Oh, but that's from the East Cambridge Business Association.
Which is fine, because we need it too if you have it. So,
right.
Oh, wait, hold on, it's for the floor. No, this is their support for the ABA application, the East Cambridge Business Association.
For 20 seats.
Yeah. We'll give you some time to look at that, while we do that. Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Okay. So I would say that I would defer my vote until we get the copy of the BZA decision and a floor plan that sort of gives us the right capacity in terms of seating.
Are you willing to accept his architect to just transmit to you updated floor plan?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I would vote to grant it, but just pending.
Pending, yeah.
Granted, but pending. I wouldn't make a decision on the seating, and I wouldn't make, you know, and I would say pending proof of the BZA relief and the updated floor plan.
I agree.
Okay. So if you want, you can sit back and then look for the BZA stuff if you have it, because you can leave that with us now.
Okay.
But you need to contact your architect, and you need to tell him or her to update the floor plan so that it shows the proper amounts of seats and the layout of the seating.
Okay.
Okay?
And have her email it to
yep,
me?
Yep,
so
you can email
it
to license@cambridgema.gov.
Okay,
all
right, thank you. License?
@cambridgema.gov. Okay, if not, just give us a call and then we'll give you where to send it, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so granted. Pending BZA decision, an updated floor plan will be set once floor plan is received. And then just for the record, we did change the premise description since they didn't have one, two, and one room on the first floor with kitchen and storage in the back at approximately 900 square feet.
Signing?
Yep. Right there.
Application, Marie Semi has applied for a new Cambridge Hackney driver's license.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Could you please state and spell your name for the record?
Marie Semi.
Semi. Okay, thank you. And your name, sir?
Serge Darcelles.
Serge, S-E-R-G-E.
G-E.
And your last name?
Darcelles, D-O-R-C-E-L-U-S.
D-O-R-C-E-L-U-S. U-S. Thank you. And Ms. Mia, I see that you've never been a Hackney driver before, is that correct?
That's right.
Okay. And why do you want to become a taxi driver?
I want to buy taxi, but sometimes I'm drive, sometimes my boyfriend drives.
I drive in Cambridge, but she wanted to buy one, I'm going to drive. She's not going to drive it, but she wanted to get a license to buy the medallion in Cambridge.
Okay.
And he's the one going to drop out.
And then he's going to work for you?
Yeah. Sometimes I take somebody.
Sometimes you get somebody, but I'm going to work for her.
So you'll always know where your boyfriend is.
Yeah.
I like it.
Sometimes I drive too.
Okay. And I do note that there were no issues with your driving record.
Yeah, she's been 32 years. She never had a ticket. 32 years, yeah.
Pretty good,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
more than that, but I don't
think
it's
more obvious.
So in the 80s, I think, was your last one or something like that. 95. 95?
Speeding.
Oh, you were speeding in 95. Was it
95?
Responsible?
90.
No, not responsible.
No, not responsible.
Oh, 83 responsible.
83? Yeah, good. You know. I don't see this sign. What police?
Yeah, the police style was she like that.
I don't know.
I can't think that far back. Any questions? Anyone in favor of this petition? Are you in favor, sir? I think you should be. She's buying a medallion for you to drive. I think you should be in favor of it. Anyone else in favor of this petition? I saw a raised hand. Yes, sir? Could you please state your name?
Anthony Gargiano.
How do we spell that?
G-A-R-G-A-N-O.
Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Okay. I would vote to grant. Granted. Thank you. And if you wait, Officer Zito can take you upstairs and finish off the process, and you can get your license today.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank
good
you.
Luck.
Thank
you. Yep. Right there.
Application hearing continued from April 25th, 2018. Enterprise Rent-A-Car Company of Boston LLC, doing business as Enterprise Rent-A-Car, has applied for a letting of motor vehicles license for 42 vehicles at 100 Cambridge Site Place.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Could you please state and spell your name for the record?
Becky Marcinkovic, B-E-C-K-Y. Last name is Marcinkevich. Regional Operations Manager for Enterprise Rent-A-Car.
Thank you. And last time we were here, you had no manager of record. Have you hired one?
The interviews will be next week.
Okay. Excellent. And just for the record, we kept this open because the newspaper unfortunately printed the wrong ad, and we kept it open just in case for anyone to hear this matter. Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? So based on what we heard last time, I would vote to grant.
Granted.
I can find it. Hold on. Let's move this around. Oh, there it is. Thank you.
And then should I call when we've hired a manager? How do we notify you?
Yep, so you will get a letter with anything else that we are missing, like the final building sign-offs and everything. We'll need all that. So once we have all that, we'll issue the license, and hopefully by then you'll have the manager and we can add that person's name.
Okay.
Otherwise, I think the manager will probably issue in your name as manager for now until you hire someone.
Okay.
Okay? Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Application Cambridge Cab Company Incorporated, doing business as Cambridge Cab Company, has applied for a new dispatch association permit at 151 Cambridge Street.
Good afternoon.
Thank you.
Could you please state and spell your name for the record?
I'm Jennifer Silva.
Just spell it.
S-I-L-V-A.
Thank you.
Joseph Silva,
S-I-L-V-A.
Attorney Anthony Gargiano, G-A-R-G-A-N-O.
G-A-R-G-A-N-O. Thank you. All right. Who wants to start?
Okay.
We would like to start a dispatch service for the city of Cambridge in the taxi industry.
And would your dispatch service be open to all Cambridge-based cab companies or to one in specific?
No, it would be anybody. We'll dispatch for anybody.
And is this like the first time that you guys do something like this?
No, I've been in the industry 30 years.
Whereabouts?
Ambassador cab, yellow cab, and all their locations.
As a driver or as a dispatch?
Everything. Okay. I drove, ran it, dispatched.
Okay.
So I see that's why, counselor, you raised your hand. Because more drivers, the more for your clients.
Try to solicit some business for him.
I think
they thank me on the way out.
I see how we're going here. Okay. Ms. Lynch, I did have a note that they still owe the ad fee for this. Has that been covered?
I don't believe so.
So what is it? What was that?
Did you pay the hearing? They did.
Yes.
They did? Okay.
I thought it was that day.
I think you're right.
Yeah, we had to run back for the check.
Yeah.
And, okay, 151 Cambridge Street. Right. And so both of you will be co-owners?
I'm the owner.
So you're the owner? Mm-hmm. Okay. And then you're the employee?
Yes.
I'm seeing a trend today.
I like it.
Yeah,
it's dangerous territory.
Such is life.
Any questions?
I have none.
If I may, Madam Chair, a question arose yesterday at the meeting I had with the Senior Center.
Yep.
They were wondering if this is strictly internet-based or if they'll be people will be able to telephone.
Absolutely.
In.
Nope, we have internet, telephone, text.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
everything.
It's
email,
right here in the
it.
Application. Telephone dispatch, mobile phone mm-hmm. application, and website.
Yes.
And then we'll provide website when completed.
Yes, and yeah. The software is actually in testing stage right now.
Great.
On my desk.
Okay.
So people will call a central number and you will dispatch
to whichever cabs belong to the service and other radio other
by the
companies
nearest,
that
what,
are
I mean, do you utilize like GPS to get the nearest cab or?
Yes, so every cab that subscribes to the service gets a tablet which will have GPS, much like most of the other companies that are
mm-hmm.
out there now. You know, the job will come over, they accept it through the GPS, we'll know where they are, where they go, and
it's like the Uber app.
It's very easy, very simple. Uber for the taxi industry.
Uber for the taxi,
oh,
except
sure.
We pick up the phone for the elderly people and the locals and stuff.
Cool. And we do
the
handicap and elderly and everything else that Uber doesn't do.
Good.
So.
And then, have you guys, by any chance, reached out or vice versa to cab fare?
Yes.
And will they be joining up with you guys, or would that be different?
Wait for them to call me back. There's the Arrow, there's Cab Fare, there's, what was the other one?
Curb.
Thank you.
Yeah, we contact them.
Yes, and they have nothing.
Okay. So, all right. Anyone in favor of this petition? Anyone in opposition to this petition? Okay, so I would vote to grant, and I would suggest that you speak to Officer Zito, who has the contact information, at least who are contact on Cab Fare, so that you can actually get someone to call you back.
Okay.
I know it can be a pretty big company, and I'm not sure if he has anyone else, but but he's probably a good resource anyways to have.
And if you could contact Susan Pacheco, I think she could.
I know, absolutely. We're waiting for everything to kind of be, but I've been getting some calls, and I actually have a stack of coupons that I need to bring up.
There you go.
How is that working now?
Talk to you.
At that.
And then we just...
Is there any way we can make this a 2-for-1? Because she's also wanting to go for the taxi hackney license.
We need the application.
Right. Yeah.
We need the application, but again, if you go to...
I tried.
If you go to...
I mean, you know.
If you go upstairs with Officer Zito now, he can probably give that to you now and fill out everything.
Okay.
And we can certainly do it that way. Just since you're here, I might as well ask you, are you applying for it to own a medallion or are you applying for it to actually drive a vehicle?
Both.
Okay. So yeah. So we'll call you in for hearing then.
Thank you.
Yep. So Officer Zito, if you take him upstairs, that'd be great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our background check for the Bertucci's application.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
And there were no issues.
No issues.
So we already granted it, but we can certainly send it up to the ABCC now. Thank you. Sir, did you find the BCA?
I did, but it's on my phone.
Okay.
Yep,
can you forward it?
The licensure at Cambridge.
License.
License at cambridgemass.gov.
Yep.
CambridgeMA.gov. Send that to us, and then you should be all set as soon as you send us the floor plan with the actual seating capacity and everything. Okay.
Do I need to put anything in the title or like an application number?
No. I'll know if you send it right now. There you go. I'll know. Thank you.
If you don't mind the surgeons. I don't have my time.
Yeah, no, go ahead, and then you can also talk to them about the, since you're not going to be here, talk to them now about the coupon.
Okay.
Okay? All right, I'll proceed. Okay, now moving on to administrative matters. First, we have the meeting minutes for April 11. I would vote to approve. Mm-hmm. Matter is we received notice of an accepted offer and compromise from the ABCC for La Fabrica for their 12-day suspension. They're going to pay a fine instead of serving the 12 days. The board acknowledges. And they have also accepted an offer to pay a fine instead of serving the other suspension of one day. The board acknowledges. The new dance complex has they have an entertainment license 11133. They've requested an exception to their entertainment license to allow nudity for an event on June 22nd and 23rd. From 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., the content will be a five-minute dance, 3 minute performers, and only 21 plus admits to the performances. We vote to grant. Granted. Dan Clapp for 1634 Meadery has applied for a farmer winery at an approved agricultural event at Kendall Center on Wednesdays from May 16th through October 24. Granted. And then we have a printout of various updates that were made to the Harvard University garages and open air parking lots during the renewals. So I would just say.
Knowledge and accept.
Yep. DMG Food Enterprises LLC, DBA 730 Tavern Kitchen, or 730 Mass Ave. They've asked to open at 8 a.m. during the days that there will be, for the World Cup. Starting June 14th through July 15th, they want to open at 8 a.m. I would grant and specifically say that the alcohol service Monday through Saturday can start at 8 a.m., but the alcohol service on Sunday may only start at 10 a.m. Then we have the renewal application for ARE Tech Squares LLC of 500 Technology Squares. They're adding 850 gallons of Class 3 so that they are in accordance with the flammable permit issued by the fire department. But for 400 Technology Square, and they're adding 195 gallons of Class 3, 16 pounds of flammable solids, and 112 cubic feet of flammable. Mm-hmm. Granted and acknowledged. ARE Tech Squares, but at 100 Technology Square, and they're adding 230 gallons of Class 3.
Yeah, you're on the top of page four?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so these are the matters that were submitted after the posting on May 4th. Francine LeChan has applied for a one-day entertainment license May 19th, rain date of June 2nd, from 12 noon until 8 p.m. at 6 Plimpton Street for a poetry festival. Dan Clapp, on behalf of 1634 Meadery, has applied for a farmer winery license.
It's actually a duplicate. It was item number 12 on the administrative agenda.
Oh, I don't know how that happened. Wrightsburg, holder of Peddler, Hawker Peddler license 141161, is applying to add Central Flea to their existing license Sundays from May 6th through October 31st. From 10 a.m. until 6 p.m.
Granted.
Rafael Rodriguez Jr. on behalf of J.W. Shaughnessy is applied for a special noise variance May 12th from 7 a.m. until 9 a.m. at 60 Binney.
Granted.
One days, Melissa Merrick on behalf of March of Dimes applied for an entertainment license North Point Park on May 12th from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. for a walk, and there will be amplified sound.
So I would say granted pending permit being produced and police detail required.
Angel Marr has applied for an all alcohol license at Work Bar, 45 Prospect, on May 16th from 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. for a fundraiser.
I would say granted, but the condition that there must be a limited number of drinks, and I would suggest three, associated with the admission charge. Otherwise, and thereafter, the alcohol must be sold.
Sophia Grogan has applied for a malt license with entertainment, 110 Brookline Street, on May 19th from 2 to 6 p.m. for an open studio concert with dancing, amplified sound.
I would deny this application based on the fire report from Tom Cahill, basically saying that this building is unsafe.
I would concur with that.
As would I.
Howard Shrove has applied for an entertainment license at MIT Kresge Auditorium on May 20th from 2 to 7 p.m. for a concert with amplified music. Joseph Balon has applied for a malt and wine license at MIT Museum May 29th from 6 to 9 p.m. for talks.
Granted, police detail required.
Clemens Tufo has applied for an entertainment license at Longy School of Music May 22nd from 6:30 to 10:30 p.m. for a concert.
Granted, with the condition that there must be a limited number of drinks, I would suggest three.
Yep.
Associated with the admission charge, otherwise and thereafter, alcohol must be sold.
Andrea Campbell has applied for an entertainment license at MIT Kresge Auditorium June 16th from 8 to 10 p.m. for a concert.
Granted, police detail required.
Patricia Liu has applied for an entertainment license at MIT May 10th, 8 to 10 p.m., May 11th, 7 to 9 p.m., and 10 p.m. to 12 a.m., May 12th, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., and 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. for dance performances.
Granted up to all.
Darnell Granberry has applied for an entertainment license MIT Student Center May 16th and 17th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. and 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. for a dance performance. Amy Hatsigianis has applied for an entertainment license at the Cambridge Masonic Hall June 16th from 4:30 to 10:30 for a party.
Granted.
Eric Propp has applied for a malt license at the Garment District May 17th, 6 to 9 p.m. for a customer appreciation event.
Granted, police detail required.
And we have Pyle. Mm-hmm. Brian McGurney, on behalf of Barletta Heavy Division, has applied for a special noise variance May 15th through July 15th, weekdays only, from 10 p.m. until 6:59 a.m. at 1400 Mass Ave.
I would, oh, it's weekdays only.
It's weekdays only.
Brewer and
Brian McGurney on behalf of Barletta, special noise variance, May 15th through July 15th, weekdays from 10 p.m. until 6:59 a.m. at 640 Mass Ave. Matt Burnham on behalf of McCourt Construction has applied for a special noise variance, May 14th through June 24th, weekdays only, 7 p.m. until Saturday at 6 a.m. at 389 Binney. Jason Alves on behalf of the East Cambridge Business Association has applied for a one-day alcohol and entertainment license, May 20th from 12 p.m. until 4 p.m. for Inman Eats.
Branson, police detail required.
Juliana Lyman on behalf of the Cambridge Licensee Advisory Board has applied for a one-day alcoholic beverages license on July 10th from 5:30 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. with a rain date of July 12th for the 16th annual Taste of Cambridge.
Granted, with the condition that there would be a limited number of drinks, I would suggest three associated with the admission charge.
Certainly.
Otherwise, and thereafter, alcohol must be sold and police detail required.
Mark your book. And Kika Kolsik, on behalf of Brackenista Folklore Ensemble at St. Sava, has applied for a one-day wine and malt license May 12th from 6:30 p.m. until 12 a.m. for a fundraiser.
Francis, please be still required.
Haley Fitzgerald, on behalf of Harvard Alumni Association, has applied for a one-day alcohol and entertainment license on May 17th from 6 p.m. until 8:45 p.m. for a senior week event. Haley Fitzgerald, on behalf of Harvard Alumni Association, has applied for a one-day alcoholic beverages license on May 23rd from 12 p.m. until 4 p.m. at 1 Oxford Street for class day.
Brandon.
Scott Everton, on behalf of Solar Flare, has applied for a Hawker Peddler license for the Central Flea Sundays from May 6th through October 28th to sell sunglasses.
Brandon.
Matt DiMartino, on behalf of J.F. White Contracting Company, has applied for a special noise variance from May 14th through December 31st, Monday through Friday from 6 p.m. until 10 p.m., and Saturday 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Talbot Street.
I would say granted, pending confirmation that the information is true and accurate. The person forgot to sign the application.
I think that's because they came in this morning and were in quite a rush to get it all in.
Yeah. And there's email, so it's clearly,
yeah.
But I need to design it to say that whatever is there is true and accurate.
Of course. Shannon Finley, on behalf of Friends of the Moore School, has applied for a one-day amusement permit on May 20th from 12 p.m. until 4 p.m. at 40 Granite.
Granted, and also granted as to the Hawker Peddler license that they filed simultaneously.
Oh, I didn't see that.
The third page.
Is the fee waived? Is it the school? It's a school, city school?
Yes, they didn't ask for it, but yes, it's a city school, so fee waived. And if Commissioner Bard can write that on that, that'd be great.
Rebecca Carpenter has applied for a Hawker Peddler license for Central Flea from May 13th through October 27th, 2018.
Branson.
Francine LeChamps has applied for a one-day Hawker Peddler license on May 19th on Plimpton Street. You've already approved the entertainment. First Ipswich Bank, a secured party, has notified the license commission of their intent to transfer medallion 07 and 145 to Gold Transport Inc.
Would acknowledge it.
And that would be it.
No. Hold on 1 second.
So I
you said that the other one was 7 and 145, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then we have three one-day malt and wine license applications from Erica Gauthier.
to exercise at Novartis at Novartis on May 14th, 5 to 7 for 175 people granted. May 15th from 5:30 to 7 p.m., 150 people granted. And May 17th, 4 to 6, 150 people granted. And now that.
Now that.